that for us tonight. You envelop us in your presence. Lord, that we would come to a place of yieldedness and surrender tonight. Lord, that you would accomplish your will, your precious, sweet will in our lives. It is good. Lord, you do all things well. Lord, your will for us is good. Lord, would you draw us in tonight? Would you reveal your will, your glory, your purpose, your presence in our lives, dear God? Give us grace, Lord, to humbly submit to you. Work that in us tonight. Let this not be lost opportunity. But Lord, this night that you would do a lasting work in every heart. We pray for children, Lord, in the cottage, in the village tonight, Lord. Would you come to them in this first night? Some are struggling and adjustments. Some are homesick. Some have other needs and issues they've brought, distractions, hurts. Lord, would you just visit them tonight this first night? Let there be a peace that settles upon each of these campers. Lord, would you put within their hearts an expectation, Lord? It may be a very simple way, but would you just meet them? We thank you that you have called us into your presence. You are here. You have been waiting for us. You long for these moments tonight to draw near. And so, Lord, we come. We come. Now, I would encourage all of you, maybe some of you are a little bit younger than me or some of the rest on this side of the room over here, and maybe you feel a little bit intimidated, or you feel like you're here to observe what's going on over here, but that's not the case. We want you to enter in worship and prayer and in testimony, and some of us and some of you have been here already for three or four days, and pretty soon I'm going to have to start calling on you if you don't get up and know. We want to hear from you. We know God is at work upstairs and in the kitchen and housekeeping and throughout camp, and you have something to say, and we want to hear it. So please, don't feel like you're here just to see what's going to happen to everybody else and hear from everyone else, okay? Jump right in, and tonight we have some opportunity to do that. Welcome to some who are here new today, and we're glad that you're joining us, and we're looking forward to God's work here at camp. Let's sing the last verse, and then you go ahead and feel free to share tonight.
Shut in with thee, O Lord, forever.
Says, I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. And the end of it says, so I'll give him more of me. And he's in the giving side. He gives us according to our desire and our longing for him. And he just gives abundantly. And yet, there's a part where we have to give him. Had somebody come up to me in Texas once, and they said, Pastor, I saw so-and-so in the store. And my heart was just broken because they used to be consecrated to God. And now they were backslidden. And that word just hit me. Used to be consecrated. It didn't seem to sound right. It just didn't sound right. And I said, excuse me, what did you say? They used to be consecrated. I said, well, just a moment, think about this. If they were consecrated, they would still be following the Lord. And really, God wants us to give him our all. And to really just let him have every area of our lives. And as a young person, before I came to live up here at the camp, the Lord was dealing with me. I had already gone on my first missionary trip with my pastor, and the Lord used that trip to show me how lacking I was in my walk with God, and that I really needed to get certain areas of my life right with him. And as I prayed and sought the Lord, he led me. I never heard of it. They didn't preach it in my church. But he led me to a consecration. And it was amazing. Hallelujah. Just going over my life and my body and just saying, Lord, these hands, I give them to you. Just take them. Do with them whatever you want. They're not mine anymore. They're yours. Use them. Lord, these feet, this tongue, this mind, these eyes. And yes, we're challenged in life regarding that consecration. And I thank the Lord that as I've given myself to him, I found him even greater in my life. I found him to be a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He's there all the time. And it's just worth consecrating your life to Jesus. You'll find he'll never fail you. He'll never forsake you. Hallelujah. And you can never outgive God. The more you give of yourself, the more he gives of himself. And I just thank God once again that I could be here in a place that means so much to me from a child up and just in so many ways. What God has done in my life in this place, I'm so thankful, and I appreciate everyone that has made our stay so enjoyable and precious. And may God bless each one of you from the bottom of my heart. Keep us in prayer down in South Texas and in Mexico. I go into some real rough spots, but God has been faithful, and I know that He'll continue to be. But I do covet your prayers.
Lord, continue to use our brother Bill, Lord, as he heads back south tomorrow in ministry and church and missions. Lord, the needs that are so great right there at the border. Lord, we pray that you would give him wisdom, God. Give him grace, strength, power, Lord, equipping for the call that you have put before him, dear God. Lord, encourage him. Lord, give him vision. Give him a new burden, oh God, for those people, for those cities, dear Jesus. Lord, would you give him souls for the labor, dear God? It is not in vain. Lord, empower him by your Spirit, we pray. Guard him, Lord, his family. Jesus, give protection in that calling there and in the trouble that is so prevalent. So, Lord, we commit him to you as he leaves us again, Lord, that he would go with a fresh anointing. That he would go, Lord, with a fresh vision, dear Jesus, and encouragement, what you will do. And so, Lord, let your blessing rest upon him and his family, his ministry, we pray, for your glory and name's sake. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Let's sing hymn number 326 in the red hymnal. 326. You can stand as we sing.
Glory, 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 glory,
Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Sweet Savior, we worship you. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.